Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes, with me, Tom, playing Kelek Ad-Kalar, the Cleric Wizard.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon, I'm playing Sentry, I am a Guardian Paladin.
I am Chris Trott, I'm playing Lucius Viren Elowin Elenastro, and I am a High Elf Sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a Wild Elf Barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
Thanks to our regular sponsor, D&D Beyond, the official Dungeons & Dragons toolset. Create your free account and speed up your campaigns today.
Welcome back to Erois. The last time our adventurers in Erois were in the Vivek City, a dragonborn society, a military society, where they were waiting to speak with the draconic general to get permission to leave the city, having reported various facts about Starbane and the world to his subordinate. However, the majority of our last time was spent aboard the Storm Chaser.
Having a great time.
Just having a real good time.
I was having a great day.
Drinking
personally.
Coffee.
Party secrets became revealed. Mm. Nova's interaction with the ILS became apparent to Kwilek Ad-Kalar, who then proceeded to ask many, many questions and even use his Eye of the Storm to gaze into things beyond even Nova's knowledge. Meanwhile,
almost used my handle lightning too.
That's like
almost.
Did it? Was so rude.
There was
almost
conflict. Could've. Nearly occurred, but was avoided. However, the rest of the party spent their time searching the ship to try and find them.
We could be kidnapped.
Having conversations with crewmates, who of new friendships were formed between Lucius and his current wife, I suppose, or bride, or companion. He's a member of the Wolf Pack.
Friend Bond.
Name I've actually
Bondy
not
friend.
Written down.
Civil
Bond. The name's Bond. Friend Bond.
Wait, what? Their name's completely gone in my brain.
Oh, sorry. Faith.
Thank you.
You just gave me such a look of intensity, I thought you were going to kill
it's
me.
It's Faith with a Southern Texan accent.
Shut up.
Faith. You need faith. You gotta have faith.
Bonds of friendship were formed as the realities of Lucius's drunken escapades became clear, in that it is a friendship bond of wanting to help somebody who is in a difficult position more than anything else. And I believe we literally left the session with the Storm Chaser taking off, having been given permission
to dip.
To head off to the City
with
of Glass.
Yeah. A pseudo-dragon.
With a pseudo-dragon.
Oh, yeah.
As
who
a scout.
Had joined as a... scout is an interesting word. Some could also say spy.
It's not a spy if he's
it's
a
not bound to anybody, but it took a shining to Sentry and, I think, Lucius, because they have the highest charisma. The pseudo-dragon's name is Viss. It's a silvery pseudo-dragon.
Fuck off. That's bullshit.
I've got plus five charisma.
You do, but you actively had shunned away. Yes.
Yeah.
Almost being. He's really at it. Why is he?
Well, I'm assuming you spent your ability score modifier on your charisma. What did you spend your ability score
charisma
modifier? Oh, so you... Oh, poor sad little boy.
I need a withered hand, clearly.
Clearly. And that is pretty much where we left things off.
Solid 10 in charisma.
The whole crew is assembled of the Storm Chaser. You also have Helios back on board as well.
Oh, yeah.
You've gathered quite the...
band of weirdos.
Menagerie of companions. Yeah.
Band of weirdos.
There is still occasionally... Yeah, right. Eyeless is a weird companion. You still have a ghostly goblin that occasionally appears, but I forget about.
Back?
Well, I forget about him all the time because I've got a billion things to remember. But
nah, it's 2020, you know.
2020.
Bring him back.
Let the press die.
You need to Marie Kondo this campaign.
My boy.
We got Howard. How is a companion?
Well, that's what I mean by the you have the crew of the Storm Chaser, Howard, Lancion, Penny,
Grelano,
the Wolf Pack. They're all there. Everyone's here.
Bunch of good boys.
But
best boys.
We leave.
So cute. Oh my god.
What?
She's drawn Helios.
Oh. Let me see.
Just so I can remember.
It's just
who
like
we've
a
got.
Little happy dragon face.
I'm trying to keep track.
A very shibby. Helios.
Chubby boy.
Shitty. It's a very shitty.
Chibby.
And you.
Chibby.
Yeah. The Storm Chaser sails onward to the continent of Gisela, looking for a place called the City of Glass, formerly called Kamina City.
Yes.
Now, this was never put into a stream, but you have all been to Gisela before. You stopped off at the port city of Inixan in our session zero. So it is not a completely unfamiliar place.
Oh, the sewer escapade.
Mm-hmm. That was all in session zero.
Yeah.
Way back when Quill was a very different character.
It's very different.
Thank God so, we had an episode zero.
Yep. And yeah, that's pretty much where we're at. And there is at least sort of 2 weeks of travel time. So this is a perfect opportunity if anything needs to happen.
Be said.
If any conversations need to take place.
Yeah, secrets need to be revealed.
If anybody wants to work on any downtime material.
Here's something I want to do. It's secretive.
Oh, what a surprise.
That's a surprise.
It's my whole life.
Part of what, our secret society or your own secret society?
Actually, I think I probably would consult you on it.
Ah, shit.
Well, you two had a big moment last time, so let's see what Chris Trott would like to do.
Party leader. I remember that there was bad air between these two, and then we said, like, is it going to affect our talk with the dragon, Grandmaster General, with his talk? And it kind of, like, was awkwardly left that way.
Okay.
And so I think Lucius would want to be like, so, what
happened? So you kind of gather the two of them and you. Do you bring the others, or just the three?
I'd welcome everybody.
Okay, so you kind of have,
for the love of
you invite
God.
Everyone to talk about
it. Was all,
I'll talk
like,
about
with,
coffee for another 3 hours.
Do you invite any of the Storm Chaser crew? Like Oriah is the
Oriah,
one I'm thinking of. Okay, so you do bring Oriah on board. Oriah kind of knows everything about Starbane and Valor and everything now.
She's been on the adventure.
She's had the messenger ring and she's kind of picked up enough subtle clues of you guys kind of all going awkwardly silent and looking at each other and communicating telepathically.
Now so, I have to get used to that because I don't have a messenger ring anymore.
Messenger ring, yeah. So this takes place in the kind of like ready room, so the long table next to the captain's quarters aboard the Storm Chaser. Kim, your mic is pointed the wrong way.
Good.
Twice that.
So we set the scene. The airship travels through. It is winter, so outside, I think, traveling through across basically ocean at this point, you'll be traveling across from Corsadi towards Gisela. Just open expanses of ocean. You occasionally see like little tiny rocky outcroppings, not so much islands, but just the remnants of land mass that has been long since sunken.
Are we closer to clouds than we are sea?
You are probably closer to clouds than you are sea, and there is snow. There's like quite a lot of snow is falling from the
all around
clouds. All around you. And the wolf pack in particular are basically having to keep it off the sky sails because they can actually inhibit and slow the weather down.
Are they not playing and having fun?
Okay.
I think Kamara is keeping them on a tight leash because there is the threat that if too much snow builds up on the sky sails, the ship could start to descend or crash.
Tis the season.
Cool.
So they are hard at work keeping it clean and keeping it clear. but the rest of the crew are enjoying the peaceful.
Are they playing and having fun?
Can we have fun in this campaign?
No.
Love and understanding.
Late morning.
That's the next line, right?
Yeah, there is after a breakfast that Howard provides, warm steaming porridge with kind of sweet honey and cinnamon to keep everyone warm in the colder climate.
And Merry Christmas, everyone.
And you are brought into the ready room.
All right, we're done.
I just ignore you, so.
Wait, honey and cinnamon porridge, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What?
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. And Howard's a good cook. Damn. He's been practicing.
I think we have all of those things literally in the kitchen over there.
Yeah, I know, but whatever. Right, I'm just thinking, impoverished Erois crew. We've been through some shit. I think honey and cinnamon, I'm over the moon.
Yeah.
Plus, it's all oats, right? That's basically all Quill eats, and worms.
Dirt. Some worms.
You've changed your mind on what Quill eats so many times.
Yeah.
He eats bugs.
He eats bugs.
Does he eat chicken?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
This is the point where I hand it over to you and I'm not involved because this is an inter-party discussion.
Okay, so summon.
I've set the scene. Take it away.
Sentry.
Fuck off.
I know this is very important. We both really like this pseudo-dragon.
Yeah.
So maybe we can maybe...
It's a completely different topic.
Before we go into this meeting, maybe you can have him for today. And then we can alternate whenever you feel like it.
You can have him tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah. We'll just exchange days
just
like
kind
that.
Kind of like sitting on your shoulders.
Small point about whoever they pseudo feel dragon who's going
to
be
closer to that day.
No,
does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Just well. As a the pseudo dragon's listening to everything. You know, all the meetings. Just as a little point, are you getting what I'm saying here, Lucius? You're looking at me very blankly.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So will he be joining us in the meeting?
Are you joining us? I ask him if he's joining us. Is he gonna?
He nods.
Yeah.
Right.
Is he?
Well,
he nods.
No, it's gonna be a very short meeting then.
It's like a little kind of like tip of the head. I need to just check how intelligent he is. Yeah, no, he nods. Yeah, he's like.
Now, what's his name?
Do we have
Viz?
Viz. Viz.
He can also. So you get a telepathic kind of image. He can't really speak. But you kind of get a vague feeling of understanding, it conveys it understands what you're saying. It's listening to you.
Okay, Viz. Today we have some personal matters to talk about, and it's not really anything that maybe there's some food that Howard could prepare for you if you're hungry, and maybe a small tour of the vessel.
The pseudo dragon, which I'm assuming you've passed over to Sentry because you were kind of having Sentry.
I think it already gravitates.
So it floats over and it's just resting on top of Sentry's head, its claws kind of gripping onto the vines, and it lays its head on the flat earth
so
metal thing.
Yes.
So its wings are kind of
doing all the right things.
Tail wraps around, sort of hanging down over her chest.
Can I summon Echo to sit on this? So I have a little pyramid.
Pops out of the thing and floats up. This doesn't really like it, and it's like with one claw he tries to push Echo off. But
does he play? Can he get him to play?
Yeah, he kind of like bats at it and stuff. And if as long as he's not sitting on him, like Viz doesn't mind him hovering above.
Cool.
But Viz sends you a
50-year-old scenario here. It's an old man dragon.
Well, Viz sends you like a telepathic communication to Lucius. It can only do it once, one creature at a time. Of basically. No. it sends you a flash of a memory or an image of the Draconic General saying he will come with you, and just this
Okay. In which case that's very useful, Viz. Do we all have to speak everything, or can you just telepathically hear what we have to say to make things easier?
You don't get the impression that he can read minds. He can project images telepathically, but he can't read minds.
I'm going to messenger ring everybody and say, any personal matters, we're going to keep into the messenger ring.
Oh, that's easy. That's just everything ever.
Well, we'll just be standing looking at each other.
You don't hear it, wouldn't
you? You guys... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're using... Yeah, okay.
No? What?
I'm winking a lot at Quill.
Okay.
Matters that are personal, we'll keep them inside.
Inside, sure. Yes.
Right.
This is going to be a very, very dull conversation for Quill because he currently can't hear us.
Well,
we could say anything we want about Quill right now, you guys, and he doesn't have a clue. Quill, you suck.
Wait, what?
Quill, you suck. Quill,
you're saying
you
suck. Saying it out loud.
No, I'm saying this in the messaging.
Oh.
So okay. This, usually when we have these meetings, we like to sit in a circle and do some meditation just to calm our centers and make sure that we're all
Make a perception check. He's not a dumb creature. He can understand when people are lying to him.
21.
Okay. Shit. I don't know if Rhiannon saw that, but it was like on the 20 and then it rocked down to something else.
Right, let's go meditate.
Just like makes a couple of noises.
Hopefully
kind of like pops his head on the sentries and his eyes close. And you kind of hear like a little faint sort of like breathing. He's not sleeping, but he's maybe like resting.
Is Rhiannon here?
Yeah, Rhiannon's here. Like, just stand there. She's like, okay, I am ready.
All right, do you mind giving back Quill his messenger ring?
It will take, I think it takes an hour to... We focus it.
It would take some time, yeah.
This meeting's a mess.
We can wait an hour. We can talk about other things.
Yeah, I can I can communicate, you know.
No.
Alright, takes it off and is just like...
Oh. We'll discuss other things that can be summarised for an hour.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Sure.
How's it going?
Okay. So you attuned to the messenger ring again. I'm assuming you're going to give it back after this, so don't worry about changing your equipment. Yeah. And you fill an hour of nothing. And then
I'll order some coffee from the kitchen.
Howard brings it up.
During this entire time, Nova is just silent. Yeah.
Okay.
Just silent.
Just doesn't say anything. Mm. Everyone picks up on that, obviously, like, if she's not trying to hide it.
I think I'm feeling bad aura, so maybe now is a good time to do some meditation. So everybody join me in the...
So Lucius sits at the table.
Okay. I'll awkwardly, like, sit cross-legged.
In the chair.
In the messenger ring, I'll go, Quill, you suck. Ah, oh, wait, shit, no. That doesn't work anymore.
Were you saying that earlier?
Nope.
Unbelievable.
Okay. Is it, though?
I'm going to message everyone but Ayla and say Ayla sucks.
You can't do that.
Now, everybody, please come and find your happy place in your mind's eye while we drift into a brief meditation and discuss nothing.
Okay. I'll sort of awkwardly sit on the floor.
The only thing Nova sees in her mind's eye is a big red light.
Happy place.
Nova, question for you. Do you have the ILS on you?
No, it's still in the...
It's in your room.
Boudoir.
Okay.
Boudoir. Right. Nova's boudoir.
So, Araya, basically, without any ability to communicate, you will just sit by the door, basically, and just pulls up a chair, puts her boots up on the table, and pulls out, like, a little flask and starts drinking.
I assume she understands what the hell's...
She just leaves you to have this conversation.
Right.
Right.
In our heads.
Go.
Hello. That was a ruse.
Oh, good.
So
good.
For the dragon.
Yes. Definitely can't understand us, the dragon.
Well, he can't apparently telepathically listen to us.
Okay.
Unless he is a true spy and is lying.
Probably lying.
Are you sure it won't just report back our hours of silence?
It's meditation right now. Make sure you're looking like you're meditating.
Right.
How do you do that?
Just close your eyes and look peaceful.
No, I don't trust any of you. I'm not closing my eyes.
We're a team. This is the point of this conversation, I will point out. That
we're a team.
Sure everything is out there.
Yeah, and nothing that we're discussing, is clearly out there.
And that there's any bad juju, it needs to come out now.
Spill the juju!
Why me? I haven't got any juju.
A problem with the engines doesn't result in two people falling out.
You know nothing about engines.
It's a bad engine failure. Engine...
You said it was fine.
No, but you haven't said a thing. Juju! Bad juju!
What exactly happened between you two when you were in the library finding books on Engineering for Dummies by A. Plumbus?
Sounds like an excellent read, though.
I said that the book was on the top shelf, and Nova was saying it's on the bottom shelf, and I was saying, no, it has to be up. It was a big thing, and we had an argument about it, and I ended up trying to get... She made fun of me not being able to fly to get to the top. That's why I was so insulted, and it really hurt me.
She insulted
me, and we had a fight about it. We're okay now.
I will just remind everybody, I will never make you roll insights against each other. If you think Quill is lying from the way that he's talking, then that's what you think. Just putting that out there as a reminder that it's the way... we don't have inter-party checks unless it's... Shit, like sleight of hand and keeping stuff hidden.
It's important to get both sides of the story. Nova, is what he's saying absolutely correct?
It was exactly that.
Wow. Well,
they both
acted
bullshit. In a suspicious way.
You're being weird.
Remember, your exterior, your physical body really needs to look like it's meditating. And
mine definitely doesn't. I'm pissed off. Tell us what's happening.
I'm also like squirming.
I'm going to speak just out loud. It's like, if you're struggling to find your happy place now, take some deep breaths and continue.
Happy place, everyone.
I think I've convinced the dragon.
Maybe we need like an anger management room or something.
Yeah, it's a morale officer,
yeah,
I think maybe.
Like, just swing at some bags or something.
I approve that. That would be great.
Yeah?
Can we do that?
I feel like if you truly did have an argument as to reaching the book at the top shelf, way, and that caused such a problem, maybe there's a deeper rooted issue that's just come out in that relatively trivial circumstance.
I missed my wing, and it really hurt me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's the problem.
And why would Nova be upset with this? Did you know?
I insulted her hand.
Fuck's sake.
She misses her hand too. And we had a fight about it, and then we made up, and now we're a team. A good team, Nova.
I'm fine.
We're fine.
Quill is my friend.
We're good friends. Besties.
Oh my god.
Sentry, what do you think about this?
Well.
As morale officer.
Falling out of a friend is never a fun thing. I think we need like a day. I think you need to like, you know, sit on this for a day or two. Let it all come out. Let it all just slowly seep away. And then we might be all right. Right?
It's yes. Fine. I didn't fall out with a friend.
What does that mean?
I may punch one or both of you if you do not tell me what's actually happening.
Don't punch
me. Because you can't lie. You can't lie.
Don't punch me. I've said plenty.
You said it in a very non-convincing way, Quill.
Well, I'm not a very convincing person. People
yes, stop
me
trying
lies
to.
All the
just
being lying. I say the wrong things at the wrong times, and the right things at the wrong times, and the wrong things at sometimes the right times.
So what did you say to Nova that was causing conflict?
I think it might have been the wrong thing, then the right thing, but at the right time, and then the wrong time.
Okay, well then what was it?
All of the above.
Nova, comments?
All of the above.
Oh my god, I am going to punch you so hard in the face.
Not
both
me.
Of you.
I might lose a jaw again.
You will.
There's really nothing is wrong. We had a fight, it was dumb.
I think maybe...
We're fine. This is making it weird.
Well, yes, but also at the same time, I think you understand the importance that we get a different energy from you, and it's important that we're all on the same page and transparent. If we're going to be facing the ultimate threats to Erois, we can't have inner turmoil and conflict going into that.
No secrets.
No secrets.
There's no secrets.
That was so unconvincing.
There are
Quill.
No...
What?
I need to, like... teach Quill to be better at lying.
I'm saying we shouldn't have secrets. Like, you've got the fair thing.
There are no secrets between myself and Quill.
No.
Okay, we do need to be on the same page. Right now, we are in a different book on the other side of the library to you and Nova.
Bottom shelf and top shelf, right?
Yeah, really far apart. Further apart than that.
Yeah. See, she's on the same page now.
I'm not on the same page.
That's what it was. Nova.
I mean, I wouldn't expect to find you in a library anyway.
Nova, your tone is
one, ouch. Two, fair.
I'm just practicing some of this sass that you keep saying I should be.
But this is the wrong time for it.
Again? Awesome. But also, this is so infuriating!
There's nothing to tell. We had a stupid fight. We're fine.
Okay, well, maybe...
What was the fight about?
Well, they've already said that.
You said!
So maybe, instead of looking at both of your problems as conflict, maybe you can... empathize with each other, with your wing and your hand. You both have gone through a real issue, and maybe you can share in that emotion together.
I've accepted my problem.
But you're suggesting Nova hasn't?
Quill, I'm sorry I said that your wing was a withered out husk of a skeleton.
Wow. I'm sorry, Nova... that I said your hand was the result of
You're upsetting
something. Decay would drain the life from everyone it touches.
Just like me.
I didn't say that.
There's clearly been some frustration.
Yes. Let's not forget that we all very much owe our lives to Nova for her noble sacrifice, and thus saying such a thing so soon after it happened would maybe cause a reaction such as this, and maybe isn't very nice.
It was a noble sacrifice, and there was no ulterior motive.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
I'm not involved. I don't want to tell you guys how your characters react, but if I was a character right now, I'd be like, what?
Why would you even consider that?
I just said there wasn't.
She saved our lives. Like, she why did. Would she?
We're
no,
alive.
I'm angry. I'm going to start humming.
I just want to say, as morale officer, my door is always open and you can come into my room and talk to me about any of these frustrations that you were having.
Sentry, I'll tell you right now, I'm frustrated by these issues.
That's a healthy approach. Talk to me. Let it out. I'm here. This is my job.
This is bullshit.
It's difficult. I know.
Bullshit.
I'm just going to peek and see what everyone's... like, poses are right now.
I think, like, for the most... like, Ayla is just stood up, eyes open, like looking at Sentry's, like, worrying.
This is how I relax! Has,
like, well, no, because you don't close your eyes.
Just
look
at face.
You look like, normal, yeah. Like, just like... Nova's probably... has eyes closed and is keeping a very serene face.
I'm eerily still.
Yeah, but, like, uncharacteristically... silent and still.
I'm a chronic fidgeter, you know?
And Quill is just a mess. He's
my
like squirming.
Well,
my eyes
like closed.
Like a twitch in his eye.
My eyes closed, but the storm eye, there's like a glow that is coming out between like the
lid.
Yeah.
And he's like squirming in place and shifting around.
There's probably little crackles of lightning around my fists right now.
You're getting mad.
Because I'm getting angry.
I've got a whole this is fine scenario playing out in my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm going to message Sentry alone.
You can't.
Nope,
the messenger rings.
This was never a thing. We could never do that.
Yeah.
It was never a thing.
If you have another spell that lets you do it, then
oh,
you
that's
do
what
it.
I was saying earlier.
You have message, yeah.
I don't have that. So never mind. I think maybe this is not going as well as I had hoped. But there's clearly some underlying issues. Maybe we should follow Sentry's advice and let this sit for a day or two, and maybe we can approach it in a different manner if you're both willing to discuss this further.
Okay.
There's nothing to discuss. We are fine. You're the ones making this weird.
I absolutely disagree with you, Nova. However, I'm trying not to escalate the issue, and I'm going to put a little pin in it until further notice. If that's okay with you, I'm Captain.
Why do you disagree? Why do you disagree?
Nova, you've never been like this until there's been a serious problem happening. And I don't think a book and a slight insult, quite a big one.
Well, I will remind Lucius, because he does have a decent enough intelligence score. You remember Quill said something was... That Nova had something, like a magical thing in the room.
Yeah.
And Quill stayed behind.
No, he didn't say something about magical thing. He said there was something.
He said there was something in the room.
There was something in the room.
We went there and didn't find it.
There as well.
But I'm sure you mentioned something like... not necessarily magic, but you said, like, something's wrong.
I said there's something else going on here. Try and get Nova out of the room.
Yeah, okay, there you go. So you remember that, like, Quill had an inclination that something was going on with Nova before this argument.
And you know that I was crying the night before as well.
Just as a reminder, because, like, it's been a month since we played, so...
All I'm saying is there's things that still need discussing, and I don't fully believe it's all been... put out on the table today.
Can I walk out of the room?
Sure.
Because I can still hear everything.
Yeah, it's the messenger.
Because it's the messenger.
It works up to miles, so yeah, you can, you get up, you hear, the rest of you hear the, like, footsteps and the door open and close. Oriah just looks at you and kind of nods.
Can I go to Nova's room?
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, sure you can.
Yeah, I'm not allowing
can
that.
Can I?
So what, you, like, open your
I've
eyes and see
Ayla
leave?
Going, yeah.
Sure.
Well, meditation adjourned!
So like, does Nova just follow after Ayla?
Like, is this meeting over?
If I see that she's always open, then I wouldn't go.
So I think the way this works is Ayla, like, because your eyes are already open, you kind of get frustrated, you just turn, you open the door, you begin making your way out, and then, I mean, does Nova move, or does she just, like, make no visible sign that she's
aware? Well, I'm going to say, is this meeting over?
Okay, so you hear that in the messenger ring, but you're still making your way out to the deck, because you don't know that she's aware, you know, what she's doing yet.
And then I'll leave if no one's going
to... Okay, so, like, Nova gets up and begins making her way out as well. You hear someone following you. You hear it, like, Nova leaving the room as well.
Well, I'll just go to my own room then.
Okay, so and you I'll make your way down.
And just lock myself in there. Okay. And do some angry push-ups. And just be angry.
So the second you know that Nova's aware of you, yeah, you're just like, right, I'm going to go to my room.
Okay. When we were outside Nova's room,
yeah,
and you said that there was something in there,
yeah,
was Sentry there as well?
Yeah.
No, I
messaged you.
Oh, no, it was just you.
So yeah, that morning...
But you said to me and Sentry, you said...
Then you went and
Quill said to get her out of the room. Yeah, I think so there's something in the room.
And you went in there and searched. Ayla missed the roll and didn't find anything.
Yeah, right. I'm all cool.
So as far as... The thing is, the three of you have searched Nova's room.
Yeah.
But you didn't find anything. So keep that in mind as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, whoever's left in the room, that went... Yes. I'm going to go do captain-y things now.
Okay.
This just kind of, you feel like this kind of like, almost like a cat kind of like pouring on your vines on top of your head. Oh. You kind of feel him like nestling in a little bit. Oh. Just yawns like,
oh, he's so cute.
Arya's like, okay. Continue on course, staying towards Tisella.
Yes, anything to report? Is the snow doing right?
The wolf pack is busy trying to make sure that it does not affect the sails, but it should pass. I've done some minor rangery things, and it shouldn't last for too much longer, so it should pass in a couple of days.
I'm guessing we can't fly above the cloud line because of the air.
Yes, it's not a sky city. We don't have the ability to generate air and climate, so it would become colder and the air would become thinner. So we need to try and stay below it as best we can, but it shouldn't be too much of a problem, so it should be okay. It'll take us probably about a week and a few more days to arrive in Gisela, and then we will need to try and track it down. Quill and I have looked at the charts, and we think we have a vague location.
Quill and I have, sorry?
Looked at the maps.
Okay.
We figured out where we should be going.
Yes. Yes, we know where we're going, and we should be there soon.
Don't worry.
Soon.
Yes, okay, thank you, Quill, quartermaster. Very astute.
Whatever is going on, I leave to you.
Can I just retcon a little bit?
Sure.
How noisy was Ayla being when she left the room?
Probably noisy.
I mean, it's Ayla, she stopped. She doesn't move quietly.
So I wouldn't need to, like, roll and be like,
no.
Does she...
No. You would have heard her leave, but you also wouldn't have any idea of where she was going. Like, Ayla could just be leaving because she's pissed off.
Yeah, I want to make it clear, I'm not following Ayla.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just like, is this done? Because
yeah,
this is going nowhere.
Yeah, and I think it's, so Ayla goes to leave the room, and it's
I
like,
take that as a cue.
And then you're like, okay, well, this meeting's done. You get up to leave, and Ayla notices like, oh, shit, Nova's going to realise where I'm going, and Ayla stops. And I think that's how the sequence plays out.
Mm. Cool. I just want to be very like, let's not metagame the fuck out
of this,
shall we?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Alrighty.
Cool.
I'm going to go to my quarters. If you need me for anything, anyone.
There's only two people then.
Yeah.
These two.
Meeting broke up, innit?
Lucius and Quill.
You two?
Yes.
You
no, yes. Yeah.
There's always a cup of tea.
Is there?
There's someone to chat to.
I think we need to ease off the coffee.
Yeah, that might help, actually.
Yes, I still feel jittery.
Yeah.
Maybe the whole anxiety came from that.
You know what? I have noticed an anxiety spike recently, and that might be why. So.
I haven't eaten yet.
No, me neither. Well, I don't need to.
It's because
no, we had porridge.
Hence the anxiety.
Sorry, I'm not here. But yes,
also,
I'm going to be taking notes.
She just doesn't eat.
About this meeting. I'm going to be writing down notes.
Uh-huh. What have you written down for this one?
Improvements need to be made.
Okay. That's a heavy underline in that one.
That's a heavy underline, and I'm bleeding all over it as well. Hello.
Okay.
Actual, that's in real life. In real
actual Rhiannon blood.
All right. Okay. Well, with that lovely, awkward conversation dealt with,
Was it
there is time. Like, this is my, you know, we can wrap this up in montage. We don't have to play out every single day, but you have
like a week and a half of travel time here.
There is like something I want to do in the downtime, but I want to talk to Quill about it first, but I don't want to kind of hijack.
Well, does anybody else have anything else?
I can make it a very short conversation.
Does anybody else have anything else?
No, it's fine. It's an important thing, like, no worries.
Mine's a social thing, so I'm going to make it very open that me and Faith have this bond.
Okay, so you tell the crew, you would like gather the crew together and you say, this is what's happened. We've made this kind of life partnership.
In front of the wolf pack.
Yeah, they already know, so they're already aware. So to them, it's just like, nah, and they just kind of shrug it off and just see it as like, we know. We were there. We were part of it.
Okay then.
That's them. But the rest of the crew, I think like Howard and Lancian and that, like Howard is like, oh, that's lovely. That is, oh, look, congratulations. He thinks that it's like some big thing. Lancian, I think, is interested but doesn't care too much. Same with most of them, like Penny. Grey Lana probably will have a private word with you about safe behaviour. getting the wrong impression.
I'll use this message as a diplomacy thing. Mm. Like, it's all about coming together and realising our strengths as a unit and as a team.
Okay.
And so let's all try and, for this journey, find something that you have in common or enjoy about other people's company.
Okay. The Wolfpack are very confused. we're supposed to talk about feelings. I don't understand.
Get them on the meditation circle.
Feelings happen when you drink a lot, so maybe start with that.
Ah, all right. Yes, sir. They just kind of like salute and go back to their job. Kamara just shakes her head. It's like, I'll deal with them. Don't worry. Takes them off. And so, so everyone is now aware. And do you make it clear that this is like a... like just as a like a friends being life partners kind of vibe, or do you just say we're married in some weird way?
I think the agreement was it's a friendship bond between us. Mm. However, I'm making it seem more legitimate for the wolf
for the wolf pack because
so that she's not
she doesn't get bothered.
Picked on,
okay,
and bothered.
So that's the impression the rest of you get.
Yeah,
all right. So cool, that happens during the downtime. What about you two? So Nova,
you guys want to do anything?
No, that's it. I think that was it.
Okay. Ayla's probably just going to spend a lot of time
pumping,
punching,
working out,
making the anger,
being annoyed.
The whole ship
probably moves, probably being with like she'd probably hang out more with Sentry,
sure,
rather than which coming to like Nova her. And Quill.
Mm. Well, if you feel just that they're keeping something from you,
squishy nerds are being annoying.
More that, like if she, I think if she spends too much time and things, because especially if Nova's being very different to how she usually is, she's being very reserved, that just annoys Ayla more.
Okay.
Because she's like, you're being weird and I don't like it and you're not you telling me why, so fuck up.
Okay.
In her head.
And then she's
like, yeah. All right. Cool. What's Nova do?
Yes, I guess just like quietly. I don't know.
It's gonna be any day or like a time of night, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're not in any threat when you're over just expansive sea. It's when you get to land that the ship might be at risk.
I guess I'll just be like, hey.
So have you come to?
I'll probably come to your quarters like one night just.
Okay, so I think when you do, when you go through the door, I'm like holding the Hesper symbol. And then when you come through and say something, I like quickly like hide it under a book and move it around like. What, Nova?
Hey.
Hi.
You know the other day in that weird meditation circle meeting thing?
Yes, yeah.
Why did you cover for me? I thought you were gonna tell him.
We are currently at two very opposite ends of the scale. Of the same scale, luckily, but opposite ends. If I tell everyone my side of the story, then you're going to get hurt. If you tell everyone your side of the story, then I'm going to get hurt. I don't think it's up to me to tell them what you're hiding from them.
I do want to tell them, but I'm worried now that we have this dragon. I was close, but then we've essentially got a direct line to the Dragonborn.
You already don't trust us. I mean, it doesn't... We can have the meditation circles. They are embarrassing, but they work. That's at least one way of hiding it from the dragon. Then would have been the time.
No, it was too emotional.
I can't continue covering for you.
I know. Look, I came to here to ask you something. You know, we've got some time until we get to the next island, and the ILS told me something interesting. And
when?
I haven't spoken to them since, you know.
Okay, that good.
Day. He knows, or at least he could triangulate where pieces of Tiangong are.
Okay.
But he needs to see a map of Erois. So he can work out, you know.
Oh, it hasn't been updated since the Sundering, I suppose, has it?
Yeah. And, I mean, you know that I want to reunite Tiangong. I want to bring Tiangong back. And I almost think we need to. We need a powerful ally. And it's a big ask, Quill, but I didn't want to do this without your permission. Would it be okay if I showed ILS a map so it could figure out where more shards are?
And then it outputs this information?
It has no output. Unless it interfaced with a system.
But the ILS is a military command. The moment it gets information, it shuts off from you.
Starbane's already here, Quill. Starbane probably already knows exactly what Erois looks like right now. It's not going to be the most interesting information to him if ILS somehow transmits this information to him.
And what if it says, well, hey, there's a stash of shards right down that pit of spikes, and it just lures you into a trap? Lures all of us into a trap.
I'll go on my own. It'll be my risk to take.
This is a decision for the captain, I think.
Okay.
I don't know what else to tell you.
If that's what you want me to do, I'll do that.
Okay.
And Quill, don't try to blast me again. That wasn't nice.
I didn't know what... We've been through a lot.
I know.
And when I said I didn't have an argument with a friend, I wasn't saying you're not my friend. I had an argument with a family member. You're like a sister to me.
Thanks, Quill. I'm really... Look, whatever I can do to get your trust back, just tell me.
Tell everyone else first. They're more important.
Okay.
There you go. That's the step. Okay. So I have two questions. One for Sentry, one for Quill. For Sentry, during this week, how much do you slip into an unstable state, shall we call it? Do you purposely try and find ways? Do you try and trigger moments like that?
I think she would, yeah.
Okay,
I think
she
likes it.
You rest as much as possible, hoping that you'll kind of snap into these states. And they do happen. You're not ever sure how long they last. Sometimes it feels like they go on for hours. Sometimes it's like brief moments. But then when you come to, it's, you know, nighttime and sunset and things like that.
Yeah.
But they do... They're not regular. There is no set pattern to them. But they do happen. Your mind just rolls back into memory. But it's almost like a lucid dream, where you can shape the memories and you begin to create scenarios that you know didn't happen, but they're still great to live in. You create moments of imagining what life could have been like with the royal family after the war, seeing the princess grow up. They're not real, they're fantasies, but they become more toxically real. And sometimes you forget whether you're in a memory or if you're in real life. You start imagining the rest of the crew there with the royal family of Solvin, back in the palace. You see Lucius meeting as a delegate of the elves, and you begin kind of pulling everybody into this fantasy you're creating. And I think over time it's going to become harder and harder to tell where reality and where memory
blur.
Cool.
Quill, how much time do you spend praying? You mentioned that obviously when Nova came in, you were holding the symbol of Hesper. Do you actively try and pray and speak to him?
I don't think it's necessarily praying as much as theorizing and questioning and considering.
What kind of question?
How many lies or how much has been hidden from Quill? From the gods or the titans themselves. Because he, you know, he worshipped him as a god. Mm. And if he's not that, then who is he?
Okay. All right. The days pass. The ship functions as normal. You know, the lookouts keep an eye out. You don't see any sign of pirates. Kamar and the wolf pack make it clear that pirates around Gisela are fairly uncommon. It's not. There are a couple of trading lines here, but for the most part, the pirates tend to focus on the northern parts of Erois. Northern and then the eastern side of Erois, basically. Now that you're traveling into like the southwest, piracy is not so common. The main thing they warn you about is as you get closer to the mountains of Gisela, things like wyverns, things like that, you know, beasts will become more of a problem. But on the open ocean, there's little to worry about. A week and a half travels, passes, until eventually Lookout, the guardian, calls out. He's like, he slides down from the viewing post and reports to Captain Lucius and Araya, like, I have detected a landmass. I believe that we are approaching the continent of Gisela. We will arrive tomorrow morning.
Oh, thank you. Very cool.
Arias,
I'm going to messenger ring everybody and say, well, what was there? We almost did it.
He's like, no, myself and Navigator Quill believe that the City of Glass is located in the northern part of the continent, so we can begin making our way there. And then I'll need to spend some time figuring out a space to land. If the city is as bad as what you've told me, this City of Glass, this ruin, we won't be able to land in the city itself. We'll have to land somewhere outside of it.
How are our resources looking? Do we need to restock?
We can stop at the City of Glass, but after that we'll need to head to Imixan or another port to refuel, also bring on cooking and food supplies. The trip from Gusthaven to Corsari cost us quite a lot, and because of the events in Vivex, we weren't able to fully resupply, so...
Man, we need to be funded by the government or something.
The cost of the refueling should not be too extreme, same with the supplies, but certainly if you can acquire any valuables whilst you're down in these ruins, I think that would be quite useful.
Okay. How long do you think we have on the City of Glass?
If we land the ship, I can reduce the fuel limitations to minimum. And we'll have a couple of days. Food-wise, myself and a few of the others can, if we can land somewhere near a forest or something like that, we can hunt for some supplies, gather fresh water. But it depends on what we can find. But yeah, we'll have a couple of days at best for you to explore. But
I assume we had some stock from Vivex.
Yes, we do. Yes, so right. we have enough for, I'd say, maybe a week or so. Okay, once we land, including travel time for the fuel.
Right. We'll be as conservative as we can, however.
All right, well, I will... I'll keep watch, and then as soon as I have word, I'll message you in the morning.
Thank you, Araya.
No problem. You all go to rest for that evening. Quill.
Oh, goody. Starting to love these.
As nighttime descends and you find yourself trying to sleep and struggling, as you have for like the last week or 2 weeks. The conversation with Nova playing over in your head, the images that you've seen from the space citadel, the troubling revelations.
Yeah.
But eventually sleep does come through exhaustion more than anything else. And with that sleep comes the visions of clouds, being upon a great height looking down on Erois. And you see, kind of sat on the edge of a cloud, like a mythological painting of the gods, You see Hesper, but he seems older. His hair no longer kind of this brilliant platinum blonde, but now streaked with grey. A kind of greying beard falling down around him. His robes look a little bit more tattered. His wings streaked with grey and discoloration. And he just is looking down at Erois, and he seems quite weary. But he senses you approach. You know that he's aware of your presence as you kind of step on these soft clouds that almost feels like walking on thick sponge as they sink into your claws around, but bear your weight as you make you as you stand there behind him. Hello, Quill.
Hello, this is quite the vision you've got here.
It's nice to be able to look down upon Erois and see everything. Even if I can't do much to interact with it, I find a comfort in being able to see it all in a single gaze, not be too focused on one minor detail. Taking the big picture.
You look different to last time.
Yes. I've been spending a lot of my energy. It's fading. I think I told you before that since our mother died, we're all getting weaker. I've been trying to speak to many of my followers, prepare them for what's coming. I've been giving a lot more of my power than I'm used to. It's taken its toll. And he kind of turns at you, and you can see he's not like an old man, but he's wearier.
Yeah.
From where once he was maybe his like early 30s if he was immortal, now he looks to be in his sort of like 50s. But he still smiles quite softly at you.
I've heard the things that you've been asking, the knowledge that you're now aware of. I'm sorry that I've not been able to speak to you sooner. I've been trying to speak with many others about Kallus.
Right, yes.
But I have some time for you now, if you have questions.
And he kind of smiles at that word, questions, this repeated theme between the two of you, always talking about questions. And he kind of like just gently puts a hand onto the clouds next to him, kind of indicating to come and sit with him.
Well, you've been asking me to ask the right questions, and sometimes they give me the wrong answers that I want.
So not the wrong answers, just the answers you don't want to hear.
True.
So it's the nature of questions.
What would you say is the right question? You know what I know. I don't know what you know.
I can't tell you that, Quill. That's the point of being the essence of knowledge itself. I have all the answers, but if I just tell them to you, you'll never learn. You have to ask the questions yourself. That's the point. It's why a Telekus can't just give someone strength. They have to earn it. It's why Sayana just can't make someone happy. She can teach them to share happiness with others. She can teach them to play music, but she can't give them the songs, if that makes sense. And it's the nature of what you know we are. Maybe a god could tell you the answers, but I can't.
I'm not a titan.
Titan. A term that Kallus uses, but I don't know if it's what exactly we are. It's an old term from an old world. It used to mean the children of gods, the children of divine beings, but it was more primal than that. We're more like echoes, of a god, ghosts of a god. Tiny pieces of Siaskal, all broken up, scattered, given life and strength so that she could create the world she envisioned, so that she could reach more people, teach more people.
So, I guess that makes me an echo of an echo.
No. You're immortal. Your destiny has always been in your hands. Your choices have always been in your hands. That was one thing Siaska always wanted to be clear. What you have is... I don't give you your power, Quill. It's always yours. It's the nature of seeking knowledge that gives you the abilities you have. Think of me as a conduit to what Siaska represented. I am a trail leading through the woods. You're walking that trail, but the destination is not the path. The destination is something else.
But what of all the people that have been wrong all this time? So you're not a god, you're a titan. It doesn't really matter, but
I'm what
you've
people
never made an
to
effort
be.
To correct them.
No, you're right, we haven't. Some of my brothers and sisters relish in being called a god. Who wouldn't? That's what our mother was. It's what we aspire to be.
It's what Callus Starbane wants to be.
No. No, I know Callus better than the others. He doesn't want to be a god. But I'm not sure where his crusade will lead him. Madness, probably. But not a god. The way I see it is this. If calling me a god, if believing that knowledge is gained, if being called a god helps people reach the knowledge that they need, then I see no harm in that. It may be wrong, but we all believe things that aren't quite true about ourselves, about the world. If that helps people, is that so wrong?
No, I suppose not.
That's for you to answer, not me. There's gonna... Something is coming, Kulik. I've been thinking very hard. And I believe that our mother can be brought back. But at a great cost. A great cost.
Okay.
I'm not sure how much longer I'll be around to give you answers. And I'm not sure that all of my brothers and sisters will agree with my plan.
Where will this take place?
The Halls of Resplendence. The home of the Titans. And he kind of smiles.
I did say to
you, Angelicus.
I worry about him. You should be wary, Quill. It may be that the chosen, the faiths of Erois, might not always be your ally. They may turn against you. They may turn against me. They may turn against the future of Erois. You should be prepared for that. But I think it's the only way that we can help defend against Callus. He's here, somewhere, hiding from us.
When are you planning on doing this?
I don't know. I'm trying to convince the others. Siana, Kilara agree with me, but some of the others are harder to convince. Zephyr and Atelicus are headstrong. They still think that we can fight Callus as we are. They are stronger than many of us. They've kept a lot of their power. Palador too, but not. We can't last forever. Do you remember what I told you to head to the Valley of Storms to secure weapons?
Yes.
Please keep doing that. The future is in mortal hands now. We have no more power to stand against, to manifest in the physical world. Perhaps Atelicus and Zephyr and Palador still could, but the rest of us aren't strong enough. Which means that if Callus invades, if he finds a way to destroy the Cradle or disrupt the Cradle, you are our only hope. All of you.
Watch out for Atelicus.
Mm. Primal strength. The need to survive has always been at odds with science and magic and knowledge. My brother and I have always clashed. I wonder who will come out the stronger eventually. He kind of like gives you one last nod. I will not be going immediately. I just wanted you to be aware and to hear my answers firsthand. I've never lied to you. I've never tried to keep things hidden from you. I always wanted you and all of my followers to find the answers yourselves. The curse and boon of being a god of knowledge and magic.
Yeah, I feel that sometimes. Well, thank you. That's relieved a lot of doubt in my mind.
One thing. Your friend Nova. I worry. Callus is charismatic. He is convincing. He has brought thousands of worlds to his side with nothing but words.
I worry too.
Find whatever it is that he is offering to her. Find another way. Callus can think of only one way to save the universe. As a student of knowledge, you must find another.
I will make that my highest priority.
He nods. And then begins to just... I think he nods and smiles and he just... into feathers that just float up, and then the dream immediately begins to fade. And you go into a peaceful slumber. For the first time in perhaps weeks, mm-hmm. you have a peaceful night's sleep.
Awesome.
Oh, Quill.
Awesome.
Most important verb in the world. I feel sorry for Quill. Like, it's just so much like on your little burp shoulders.
Burp shoulder.
When you're a servant of the gods, you've got a lot of responsibility.
Oh God, too much knowledge, too much rattling around in my old little Tim brain. Yar.
Picking a god of knowledge, that was a smart idea.
God damn.
Right, Titan,
damn.
I mean, we could,
yeah. Right, can in we the morning?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Do you want to talk to your friend? Does anybody else want to do anything?
I want to talk to all my friends.
Talk to all your friends.
Who are they? Sorry, no, I'm joking. It was just there, I had to.
It's low-hanging fruit that you just had to
pick. Yeah, I just had to. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, what's the plan? In the morning, you are woken up. There is a general call, and you see land. The airship is basically making its way across the coast. You can see small settlements, like, pointing up. Like a couple of farmers out on the kind of rural outskirts of Gisela. It is a much more rocky terrain here. It's very mountainous. The south part of Gisela is very arid, desert-like, and then the north gets more climate, more temperate. But the airship begins to bank and move towards the northern tip of the peninsula, where you think the City of Glass is located. And you see other skyships in the distance, kind of like, you know, planes crossing paths that seem to be bearing trade goods and are making their way. Araya kind of like offers some little salute, a tip of the cap to some of the other captains as they make their way past. As you now begin to travel overland.
Nice. Ooh.
Lucius is up early. Okay. All these days when we're close to Gisela, making mm-hmm. sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
Looking out all the time.
Sure, checking on everybody. Are you just trying to, like, are you overseeing people's work, or are you just offering encouragement?
Just very excited.
Okay. Yeah, sure. All right, make a charisma check for me. Just a straight up D20 plus charisma.
15.
Yeah, that's pretty good for a straight charisma check. I think that your enthusiasm filters out, and the crew begin to get excited. The wolf pack, commit to their work with extra efforts. Lancian is just bouncing around, his Azamar energy just burning bright as he's super excited to, you know, he keeps talking about, like, you know, he's never seen a country like this, he's never traveled outside of most of his homes, you know, he's amazed to get to see it. Howard kind of takes some quiet moments out on the front of the deck. Faith spends a lot of time with you, kind of like looking out of the countryside. And it's different. You've been here before, but in brief. Gisela is a country where the northern areas are quite pretty. There's a lot of forests, kind of like these alpine pine forests that kind of cover these hills. And nestled in between all these forests are quaint little villages. Up in the hills, you can find little communities of Goliaths. And, you know, they're small to you as you're looking down, but you can see them kind of like little, you know, sheep and goat farms and little pastures of livestock and things like that. It's quite quaint.
Cool.
As you begin making your way. So, I hand it over to you guys. If there is anything.
If not, I will continue.
I'm just occasionally doing messenger ring, like statements, like, this is like almost coming full circle. We started off at a port in this area, and now we're coming back. And we're going to fix Sentry, and Sentry's going to be okay soon.
Yes, we just need to find the City of Glass. That's all we need to do. I guess now we're like close to land, we're like...
Yeah, well, I think this would be the best time for you and Orion to start making like survival and perception checks, really. Anybody can work on this. So this is kind of something of, if you want to really pinpoint where the City of Glass is, this can kind of be a team effort, right? Because you need people keeping an eye out for waypoints, landmarks that can help guide you, because it's not on any maps. You're literally going off research that you found, physical descriptions of places. And you need to track that, and you need to like actually analyze the maps and figure out where you're going. So whoever wants to help can help Quill, or Quill can just do it by himself. I will roll for Araya.
Is there a way I can like try and slow it down?
Slow what?
So
finding...
try and make it difficult for Quill.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, what do you think? Like, how would you try? Just try and distract like, him and stuff like
or
that?
Like, or like, be like, I don't think it's that way. I think it's like over there. Like, try and like.
I think that would just impose disadvantage on Quill's checks, right? Like, yeah. You're actively trying to subvert.
I mean,
what
she's only sabotaging herself, though.
Yeah.
At this point,
Same. Wasn't me. It was the dark horse.
No, but I think that considering what's been going on, like that makes a lot of sense. So,
sabotaging yourself is top tier D&D.
I love it. So Araya and Quill sit down in the navigation, like in the captain's quarters, with all the maps on the ready room. Sorry, with all the maps laid out. You've got your research books where you found about the City of Glass, and you're trying to match up. Like, right, okay. In this book, it describes it being near several forests on hills. Like, let's map those out and stuff like that, and then you're coming in and saying like, but what if it means not forests? like what about over here? And like you're trying to distract it. Okay, so you and Orion are going to make this check at disadvantage, basically.
Okay, just perception or survival? Oh, they're both the same.
So yeah, I think you do perception and then she'll do the survival.
Oh dear.
That was cocked. Oh, very bad.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
10.
Was that the highest one you got?
Lowest.
Okay, so.
Second one would have been 25.
Oh. Well, I think so. Sentry's there with you, and the three of you are working together to try and track down. But it is difficult, and I think that you probably spend an extra, let's say, 3 days. Basically having to...
Jeez, just, Sentry!
Well, it would have taken you about a day, day and a half anyway, because what you're doing is the airship is having to basically go back and forward over the landscape.
Checking these areas.
And, like, mapping it out. Because the city's large, but it's a huge continent, right? It's like trying to find a city that's not on a map by just traveling across the landscape. And even if you sail over it, like, you're trying to keep an eye out for it. And it just slows everything down. Like, you put them in the wrong direction, you start trailing off one way, it's not there, right, we'll go back on where we thought. Oh, but what if we try this bit? We didn't look here. What if it's on the coast? And then they start, like, following one of the coasts along, and it takes an extra 3 days. But eventually, despite Sentry's best efforts, and maybe a little bit, like, disheartening to you, Quill, you're out on the bat, and you're, you know, the frustration's been getting to you.
Sentry, with the greatest respect...
But you see it.
I'm the cartographer.
I'm just trying to help.
And I think you see it. And you only catch it because in the faint distance off on the port side, you catch a glint. Something that must be so large it's reflecting the sun. And you think, City of Glass. That it's something. And you check it. And you Araya spins the ship around and you begin heading towards it. And within hours, like within about the next 4 or 5 hours... You begin to see on the very tip, like, of the Gisela Peninsula, they're basically like a stretch of land that stretches out. Where the sundering happened, lots of the land crumbled away, and it's left this kind of jagged peninsula of land. At the very tip of it is a city, a ruin of a city.
So I guess it could have looked like the glistening of the sea or something like that.
Exactly, and that's how you've missed it out before, because it's right at the edge of this continent map.
Yeah.
Whereas you'd been looking inland mainly, and you see it's nestled, it's kind of almost covered by forest as well, because the city's broken into two bits. There is what appears to be an outer city, which is stone, crumbling ruins, overgrown, 500 years of sea air and ocean to erode it away,
and has just broken it down into this kind of crumbling ruin amidst a kind of very swampy forest. And then in the middle, like a terrible scar throughout the ruin, pristine, beautiful glass. The whole city, buildings. You think you can see tiny people when you peer through it with a spying glass. It's like a jagged scar. Yeah, it's the best way to describe it. Ripped through the center of the city, cool. Completely transformed into glass. Araya points out that landing, and it's because it's right on the edge, it's just cliff face. Around the outer walls, it just turns into cliff face that goes 200 feet into the sea. Araya points out this, like, well, we can't land in that city. It's far too ruined. We could easily damage the ship. I don't want to get us too close to there. But there is, there's some hill lands just outside of it. I could bring the ship down in there.
Okay. How long travel? I guess I'd know how long to travel from that place to.
It'll be a couple of hours at best.
Yeah.
But there's one thing as well. Lookout has spotted. There appears to be some sort of man-made camp on the outskirts of the city ruins itself. Mm. They're waving the colours of the Caesaran Commonwealth, the government here of Gisela.
Okay.
Guess it would be respectful to at least acknowledge it.
Yeah, so they've definitely spotted us. I can see they've had lookouts, seen quite a few of their troops.
We don't want to get mixed up with breaking any laws again.
No, and we always make our way right to the top of every continent's government straight away, so may as well start strong here.
Wow, Tom. Way to criticise my campaign.
I mean, it's more that we just fuck shit up
so
much.
Yeah, we fuck it up so quickly.
Or just get arrested just for coming in.
It's nice that we can just land here and they'll talk to us without us having to kill someone by accident.
Just break air laws.
So, the Araya brings the airship in about an hour and a half, 2 hours away from the city ruins, because it's also thickly covered in forest as well, right? She has to find like a big open space. And even that, it's trying to find somewhere that's not hilly and scattered with like rocky outcroppings and things like that is quite difficult. But eventually she finds a small area to set the ship down. The like landing struts are brought out and the ship comes to rest. And I'm guessing you all begin to make preparations to disembark and head down there. Two major questions is, do you want to bring any of the crew with you? Or are you just heading off on your own? Is anybody wanting to stay behind? Like, what's the setup like? Are you sending... is the party just going to go and explore by themselves? Or what do you want to do?
Well, first, I want to have a quick word with Quill, just quietly. Sure. And be like... yeah, because I thought we might have the conversation when we're getting here.
You can do that. We can do that after the break as well. We can just kind of flashback.
Flashback, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do that after the break, though.
I guess the only thing I want to clear up with Quill is, like, do you think this is a good idea to have this conversation before we do everything with Sentry? I worry that it's going to impact on her.
After.
So you think we should...
do the City of Glass and then have a conversation about what you guys know.
We're a team now. Want to go into that place as a team. yeah.
Crikey.
So, Captain, do you want to bring any of the crew or like, anything like that?
I'll take on everyone's advice. Mm-hmm. It's like, what do we think in terms of, is it worth protecting the ship and having the wolf pack here? Is it worth looking for resources?
I think the, you hear, like, whispers amongst the wolf pack of, like, I ain't going in those ruins. I'll come back made of glass. I'll get turned into a ghost. Like, they've got, like, the classic sailor superstition, right? If they're like, aww. I've heard that anybody who steps foot in there is sent to the underworld. And they're tortured forever. There's all that, like, but then some of the wolf pack are like, but what if there's treasure? We could go in there and become kings. And then, like, there's all this kind of, like, rumour and whispers going around the crew. And
they're
going
to be difficult to control. Probably best we leave them here.
I think here is probably the safest option for everyone, including the locals.
We could be the lead scouts and see if it's safe first.
What about Helios?
We should take Helios.
Yeah.
Helios?
If he wants to.
Do you feel that there is an Eterna present?
There could be.
We have no idea.
Do you genuinely believe that, Master Quillick?
No.
No.
If you wish my assistance, I'm happy to bond with Sentry Guardian again, if that would please you. In my current form, there is little I can do to offer assistance. I can rudimentarily scout for you, if you prefer. I am somewhat resistant to harm in this form. Or I can bond myself with Sentry Guardian again.
How would you guys feel?
I don't mind. Up to you. You want the fun cape again?
You are all such masters of decision making.
Fun yes. cape.
Fun cape?
Very well. Places a hand on Sentry's shoulder and vanishes. The golden mantle of fur and the flowing golden cape erupt behind her, so you can add the bond of...
Yeah. So we don't need a light source for nighttime.
I can't believe that he'd be okay being called a fun cape. That's how where he is now. He's just put on our shit for so long.
He's probably
I also think that, Eterna are, that's what they do. They become things. So to him, it's fun. Not an insult.
But fun.
Oh, I mean, the fun bit, he's probably like, I am not fun.
Yeah.
And then he does it, right? But being called a cape, he doesn't care about
it. See how the walker says that.
Okay.
Very fun. Right. Very glowy.
So you're going to leave the crew and everybody here, mm-hmm. and then the five of you are going to go in, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, as you are gearing down, the ramps, because you have, kind of gangplanks that lead down to the actual floor level, and then the airship is weighted. It's actually a very kind of, a big, strong grapple that digs into the ground and keeps it locked in place. As you begin making your way down, because it takes several hours to, land, disembark, on the edge of this grove, you see a force of about 10 soldiers, all dressed in, and I think Quill, you would see this before everybody else. They're wearing uniforms and armor, and you can see it's breastplates and good, good weapons. They're not peasants or anything like that.
Right.
But man, it's ragged, self-repaired. It looks like they've kind of patched it all together, or they've fixed it up themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they march in a disciplined order, but you can tell this isn't a battalion. They're kind of moving like skirmishers. They're kind of spread out in a thin line. They have a mixture of weapons and skill sets, and they're basically moving towards the ship. Not aggressively, but in numbers. At the head of them, you can see a half-elven man with kind of dark skin, very rich caramel brown skin, pointed ears, but not elven, probably half-elven at best, who has a bow in his hands, quiver of arrows, but isn't kind of knocked arrows or anything like that. Nice fine armor, cape, and seems to be in command. Next to him is a very tall, 7'3" Goliath woman. Quite masculine in some ways, but still very clearly presenting as feminine or female, with a large kind of mace in her hands. Cool. And then the rest of them are all a mixture of humans and dwarves and everything else kind of mixed in. And they're basically making their way. And as they get within kind of shouting range, the man in the cape and with the bow is like, "Hello! Greetings!
Hail!
Who am I addressing, sir?"
"You're addressing Captain Lucius Viren Elwin Elanasto."
"Ah, Captain Lucius Viren Elwin Elanasto. I'm afraid that in the name of the Sanzian Commonwealth, I must ask you to get back on your very magnificent boat and fuck off."
And that's where we're going to take a break.
Yay!
Perfect.
Fuck off right out of this room.
No.